This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. With gigantic hits like Friends and Frasier calling it quits, NBC faces a nasty question. What will replace them? The answer comes this week as television networks unveil next season's lineup for advertisers at an annual event called The Upfronts. Andrew Wallenstein covers TV for The Hollywood Reporter and for us here at Day to Day. Here's his explanation of the ins and outs of The Upfronts.
Hundreds of hopefuls all lined up for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Sounds like a reality show, right? Well, not quite. It's actually a story playing out inside the TV industry right now, as 124 potential TV shows vie for the dwindling number of open slots available in prime time. Whether you're CBS, ABC, or Fox, chances are you're doing some serious sweating beginning Monday. That's when advertisers will check out the network's offerings and plunk down not millions, but billions of dollars for the right to run commercials during their shows. To promote their new shows, Hollywood comes to Manhattan, the home base of the advertising world. Each network throws a glitzy party where executives and even the stars themselves wine and dine the big spenders. After all, advertising to the advertisers doesn't come cheap. Still, all the mushroom roulade in the world isn't as convincing as that rarest of delicacies, a good TV show. Figuring out why the networks pick what they do from such a wide field of programs is more art than science, but there's still a few guiding principles you need to know. Of course, a familiar face helps. Heather Locklear, Rob Lowe, and Jason Alexander are just a few of the TV veterans back for another try at series success, and a proven track record means plenty. The same holds true on the other side of the camera, as respected producers like David E. Kelley, creator of Ally McBeal and The Practice, are likely to get preferential treatment. But the most determining factor that dictates a show's chances really has nothing to do with the show itself. In the increasingly consolidated TV industry, most networks are owned by conglomerates who also own production companies. It's just more convenient when profits all flow to the same bank account. And of course, imitation is the sincerest form of television. No wonder NBC will introduce a fourth version of Law & Order, and spinning off Friends with another sitcom featuring Matt LeBlanc, who will reprise his role as Joey Tribbiani. CBS is following up on CSI and CSI Miami with CSI New York. And if that one works, maybe CSI Chattanooga isn't too far behind. But one big trend you won't see much of during the upfronts is reality TV. Advertisers aren't too crazy about all the craziness in most unscripted shows, so the networks tend to launch them only after the new scripted ones fail. But now that shows like The Apprentice and Extreme Makeover seem to be the only thing clicking with viewers, soon sitcoms and dramas may take a back seat. Stay tuned to the upfront to see which shows prevail.
Andrew Wallenstein covers TV for The Hollywood Reporter.